Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy Ventura from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is Trina Foster Kane.
Okay, Trina. Hold on just one moment. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, how may I assist you?
Yes, I need to apply for unemployment.
Okay, I can assist you with that. May I have your social security number?
420-150-999.
For security purposes, can you please repeat your social security number?
Ma'am?
For security purposes, can you please repeat your social security number?
Yes, 420-150-999.
Okay. Your first and last name?
Trina, TRENA, Foster, FOSTER, Kane, CAIN.
And Trina, can you verify your date of birth?
7/13/1972.
And may I have your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is Howard.
Okay. Claim is okay. Let me go back. What is this? Okay, what trainer? What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, we have to go over this fraud acknowledgement with you. You understand that fraud is a federal, you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
You understand and know that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
Yes.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
And what was the reason for you having broken your claim?
Well, when I called to do my claim, I had received my last paycheck, but I thought that because I got my last paycheck, I put that in. They said I was ineligible for the amount exceeded the unemployment.
Okay, so you reported wages.
Yeah, I reported my wages for my last paycheck.
So have you received your last paycheck?
Yes, I received the last paycheck in June.
Okay, Trina, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TAA benefits?
No, I haven't applied for the regular.
Okay. Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay, ma'am, your first name, please.
Trina.
Spell it for me, please.
T-R-E-N-N-A.
Do you have a middle initial that you want to use?
That's going to be the L for Foster.
Last name?
Kane. C-A-I-N.
Okay. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number beginning with your error code?
334-595-2382.
Thank you. And do you have a driver license?
Yes, I have a driver license.
May I have your license number?
579-3679.
And what state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
And may I have your date of birth again?
July 13th, 1972.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, I do. Ain't no fun when you ain't got no job, though.
Hey, the best thing is being alive, but happy.
Right.
Happy, I'm saying to you early, but happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Trina, can you verify your race for me, please?
Verify my age?
Race.
Oh, I'm black.
Okay. Verify your gender?
I'm a female.
And Trina, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed high school. 12th grade.
Okay. And Trina, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And may I have your residential address? I just need your full and complete street address first.
541 Booth, B-O-O-T-H Street.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number?
No.
Your city?
Prattville, Alabama, 36067.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have your address, 541 Booth, B-O-O-T-H Street, Prattville, Alabama 36067. Is that information correct?
Correct.
And what was your occupation?
I was a customer service representative for a work from home job.
And Trina, are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
I have literally basically just been looking for work, but I have looked for customer service representative, also unit clerk. I like fill out like almost 1,000 applications, I feel like.
Okay. All right. And do you obtain work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And Trina, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. I said I could reapply after 6 months.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time job work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Trina, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I could say about 10 because I don't have a car.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
At least 15.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
You said, do I work for a corporate office?
Are you a corporate officer for
no.
a business? Okay. Do you work for yourself or do you have do you own a business?
No.
And Trina, did you work solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation? Excuse me. Due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Yes,
no,
I have
not worked.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between 04/01/2023 and 03/31/2024.
See, that question kind of gets me because I work from home, so the company is not from Alabama, but I work in Alabama, so basically I work in Alabama, correct?
That's correct. You work in Alabama.
I haven't worked out of state. I haven't worked out of state anywhere.
Hey, this is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefits, you have option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'd rather do direct deposit.
Is that what you did before the other month?
I think I did, but it looks like I got a card in the mail, so I don't know. Because I had a card before, but it was expired. And it looks like they sent me another one. So I may have chose the card.
Okay, but you want direct deposit in?
Yeah.
Okay. May I have your router number?
Just 1 second. My router number is 314-972-853.
Please confirm your router number.
314-972-853.
And may I have your bank account number?
Yes, it's 805-813-8739.
Please confirm your bank account number.
805-813-8739.
Is that your checking account or your savings account?
It's my checking account.
Okay. Have you received it or do you expect to receive any or the following pay for any time after your last day working? Did you receive any vacation pay?
I received my last paycheck.
Was that
vacation? And I received...
No.
Well, they don't do vacation. No,
okay,
they
so that's me. Okay. Any sick pay?
No.
Any holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't received a pension, no.
Okay, Trina, are the answers that you have given me all correct?
Yes, they are all correct. I have a question, too.
Yes, ma'am.
I did receive my retirement.
I don't think it don't ask you about that.
Okay. I would just want to make sure that one considered pension.
No. No, it's other than Social Security.
Okay, no.
All right. Are you certified that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefit? We match the earning you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in overpayment and a fraud penalty. But you are certified by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Correct.
Okay, you have to state your name for me, please.
Trina Foster Kane.
F-O-S-T-E-R. And verify your social security number for me, please.
Yes, it's 420-150999.
All right, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefit. Please submit the following information. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 106 River Bridge Way, 243 West Lake Circa, 2522 Holland Road, 508 Hallmark Drive.
I have never Hallmark Drive.
That one. Okay. Okay. Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Decatur, Auburn, Mobile, Montgomery, none of the above.
Montgomery.
Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Blue Devils, Panthers, Wolves, Yellow Jacket, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay, these next three questions here, you answer, you will reply with either I agree or I disagree. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant's Benefits Handbook. You agree?
I agree.
Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application. Closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause the denial of your benefits. Trina, the process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a weekly certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar week that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimants portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. The toll-free telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday as early as 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, July the 19th, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. If you're an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union, employee who on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that's attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line, 800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hired when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiring.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay. Failure to make at least three word search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your word search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Trina, you have any question before we submit this your claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we're gonna submit your claim and then give you a confirmation number and your PIN number. Your PIN number is 0713. 0713 is your PIN number.
Okay.
Your confirmation number is 4899357 05.
Well, I'm getting an e-pin for the confirmation number.
Okay.
Okay, you said confirmation number. What was it again?
4899357 05. 4899357 05.
Okay, I have it.
Okay. All right, and you got your PIN number.
I have my PIN number.
Okay. 0713 is your PIN. All right. Well, thank you for reopening your claim, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.